Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
As we welcome Caleb Johnson on.
And who had nothing to do with this.
No, he had nothing to do with it. Caleb, first of all, welcome.
Good morning, Caleb.
He's snickering a little bit here. I was accused of looking like a bowler earlier by Eric. I don't know. have you enjoyed bowling in your younger years, sir?
Yeah, that's something that I enjoyed growing up. I actually, you mentioned bowling. The thing that stands out is a few weeks ago I went up to the Biltmore up in Asheville, North Carolina, and was surprised that they had they had their own bowling setup in the house that was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, anywhere there's snow on a regular basis, there's going to be a bowling alley close by because you got to have some fun inside.
Yep.
Indoor activity.
That's right, man. So, and then the next question is we're going to ask our guests, do you know or have you ever had a friend who had their own bowling ball?
Oh, sure.
See?
Yeah, no. Oh, my father-in-law is big into, he's got all the custom, couple different sizes, that whole thing. Yeah. No, I show up to the AMC and I throw it down the center lane. Like, I'm not all the,
there you go.
sliding and everything like that.
Eric raised his hand. Sam's he's not too sure about this. So, yeah, go ahead, Eric.
A real bowler has his strike ball and his spare ball.
Yep.
Isn't that right, Caleb?
Yep. Look, I couldn't remember what it was called, but yeah, you are right.
Yeah, man, he grew up in an area where there's snow, right? So Eric had to, find activities inside. But anyway, that's not why you called, Caleb. First of all, we want to apologize to you that we've not reached out to you sooner to have you come on and bring your expertise when it comes to this Hawks team or at the Bulldogs. So thank you for getting up and joining us this morning.
Yeah, sure. No problem at all.
Unfortunately, he's got to deal with this bowling conversation, but it'll get better after this.
Really, man? Where are we going to start with this, man? Where do you want to start with it?
Well, where do you want to start with him?
Well,
I already started my part.
And about bowling?
And he's had a fun time with us, I guarantee. Ain't you, Caleb?
I don't think so, man. Let's talk.
Listen to him laughing. He's having a good time with us. Eric just brought some information that he didn't know about with the backup ball. Yeah, good luck to you trying to top that.
Let's talk about what this man talks about. Let me tell you what, we're going to get to the Hawks in a minute. But Georgia, all the emphasis is on New Orleans. And we found out now that Carson Beck definitely won't come back. Does this surprise you at all?
Oh, no. I think things were headed this direction. If maybe not for the injury, there was some sense that Carson would return and play another year. But everything in this age of the transfer portal and everything like that and everybody using their eligibility, it seemed like there was a natural tendency that Carson was headed towards his time ending at Georgia. And here's the other part of this too, with him having that elbow injury that caused him to have surgery, I think things are much more likely to go in a positive direction for him to be drafted by an NFL team and to get that rehab for an NFL team instead of at a university where maybe they're expecting, hey, if you're going to stick around, you're going to play next year. And I think now he goes to the NFL. He's a part of probably a bit of a weaker draft class behind Shador, behind Cam Ward, and gets that opportunity to most likely just sit next year, not have any expectation to play. And so now this is, Gunner or Jalen Rashada's team when it comes to, the 2025 season coming up next year. But as for right now, it's all pointed towards, Gunnar Stockton getting the start and looking like a guy that I think a lot of Georgia fans can get excited about just simply because he takes more risks than Carson does. And I think that's going to be something that, Georgia fans are going to be both excited to see and a little bit nervous when things at the Sugar Bowl gets kicked off.
That's Caleb Johnson joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9 The Game. NotreDameHoops.com. What are your thoughts on this Notre Dame team coming in here? Because, I mean, you talk about a guy turning things around, Marcus Freeman getting smacked around by that team from DeKalb, Illinois, directional Illinois team, Northern, been there many, many, many times. But as they have righted the ship and what they have done to make it to this point this year, what are your thoughts on this Notre Dame program?
They're better than you would like to give them credit for, because there is that part of, you know, losing to NIU at the beginning of the season, but then to not lose sense. And I think, you know, obviously this team very much driven by their defense. There's nothing about Riley Leonard and this, you know, Fighting Irish offense that really scares me very much. However, in the same respect, as we've seen happen, you know, multiple times this season for Georgia's defense, their secondary can have some really big lapses in judgment for them that cause teams to be able to throw the ball on them and really get, you know, that element involved. I think that is a bit of a concern for me, but I think, given the fact that Georgia has had this time off to really dive into not only the film study on Notre Dame, but get healthy, that felt like time and time again when we talked about Georgia football and specifically Georgia's defense, it was like, well, you know, they're just not quite healthy enough to really be able to play who they want to play. I think their ability to get this time off, to get healthy, and then, like I mentioned, to get that film study in on Notre Dame should make this one that I feel very comfortable in the dogs. But then again, as we've seen throughout this year and the playoff, it's kind of we've been shocked a couple of different times expecting some competitive games and we get blowouts. I'm just hoping this time, things go in favor of the dogs.
We'll watch for that, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline. Our very own Caleb Johnson, great to have him with us. And he is social. You can find him at ATLJohnson18 at ATLJohnson18. All right, folks. He also keeps an eye on everything Atlanta Hawks. And the way this team has gone this season, I don't know about you, Caleb. You know, we were there preseason at the media day, and everybody posed for the pictures. And I'm like, okay, what's to get excited about this team? And look at what happened so far. How do you evaluate this team to this juncture of the schedule?
Man, I will say this. It's been a really fun team to cover just because they enjoy being around each other. And I know there's so much of like, well, that doesn't really matter. Like, at the end of the day, it's about, you know, talent, and making it work out on the floor. But there is definitely an element of when you enjoy being around each other, when you have that comfort with each other, they seem to build over the course of these, 32 games or whatever. It's been a team that they have really thrived on the fact that expectations are low. I think in the past when expectations have been pretty high about, oh, the Hawks are going to be this and they're going to be that, and they don't live up to those expectations because things get a little slow to start the season. This year, it has been expectations obviously low, and what you've gotten as the product out on the court has been, you know, names that you maybe didn't expect to play up to the level. Obviously, that's been led by Dyson Daniels and what he's been able to do this year, but a huge part. It was last night you didn't have Dyson because, hey, he's sick. Seems the illness, hey, it's not only gone through my family, it's gone through the NBA as well.
Yeah.
Right here around Christmas time, and you got a lot of guys missing because of that. And it was really good to see those defensive principles that Quinn Snyder has put in place show up even when you didn't have one of your essentially your best defender and Dyson Daniels. You had a guy like DeAndre Hunter who's carved out his little role coming off the bench, but really thriving in that. Because you can say it's a little role. It's not a little role. It's a really significant role that maybe doesn't fit the traditional, what we know of, hey, He's getting paid, you know, $20 million a year, so he should be starting. Hey, if he's thriving off the bench and a guy who I think right now is the clear front runner for Sixth Man of the Year,
yep,
and is helping this team win, you know, you put three wins in a row like this, it's a really, really important time, especially as they go out on the road. And this new next, you know, 2 week stretch is going to be quite the gauntlet that they're going to have to fight through. It's been really fun to see this team, you know, put these types of wins together and just play like they have as of late.
Everything that he just said is sort of what I was alluding to when we first started the show, Sam,
yep,
and me talking about, you know, forget chemistry, forget the other stuff. I'm seeing a bounce within these guys. I'm seeing something, and I went through what I was trying to say, and Caleb said they're enjoying themselves. I have played team sports coming up, not at the college level or professional, obviously, but when you play team sports, there are teams that you're on that you kind of go to the game, you play it, and you go home afterwards. Then there are the teams that you play on where you enjoy each other.
Right.
And you spend more time practicing. You spend more time doing silly stuff together that little by little you seem to find a way to incorporate that when you get on, whether it's the court or the field or whatever it is, and it's a
plus.
It's an unexplained sort of connection that you have with your teammates. And that's what I believe I'm seeing right now. So, Caleb, as we talk about this road trip, these guys are up in Toronto. And, by the way, if you can get in front of a TV, we're going to have that game, Hawks at Toronto, on V103, pre-tip at 5:30, tip at 6. But what do you want to see as this team matures through this present season on this particular road trip?
I think the big thing here, because obviously this team has been carried by Trae Young throughout the season. I mean, it's just the numbers show when Trae is off the floor, this team is just not nearly as good of a basketball team, even with the fact that I think their bench has really showed out. I think there has been not as big a willingness to attack the basketball with Trae off the floor. A lot of guys who were just willing to pass up shots just for the sake of, you know, the better play. But I think, you know, as you go out on the road, you know, kind of do the hotel life for the next, it's literally going to be 2 weeks. And you play some of these teams, that are, you know, you're going to get more of the attention when it comes to obviously the Lakers, Nuggets and Suns and all those sorts of things. Is that sense of, you know, that fire that we've seen that they've played lately at State Farm Arena, that, you know, willingness to go and attack the basket, I think, from all standpoints. And then doing something that I don't know that they are particularly built for, and I've talked about it a lot with Chris Thomas when I'm on his show, that when they are missing guys like they were with Dyson Daniels, and now you've got the situation where not only is Onyeka Okongwu out, but now Larry Nance Jr., you know, he's got a hand injury that came up late last night after the game was over. I mean, we were in the locker room talking with Larry, and he seemed okay, but then this injury pops up on the injury report. It's figuring out ways to cover positions that you're not normally handling. It seems like this Hawks team is really good at playing their role, but the minute that, hey, we need you to go do these other things, it seems like there's not that comfortability, and they don't handle that as well as I think some other NBA teams do. But with, you know, essentially, you know, a backup point guard that's going to be trusted in Veet or Keaton Wallace, you know, guys are going to have to be playing in different roles that they're not used to. Jalen Johnson may be playing some 5 minutes tonight. Like, it's a lot of just variability that's going to be happening over the course of this road trip that they're going to have to handle. And it's just, like I said, not something they're particularly good at in the past, but something that, you know, if they're going to want to continue to put these wins together, something they'll have to do.
All right, so here's the good news. This dude was great today.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get Caleb. The great news is you were wonderful. We're just embarrassed that it took us this long to have you on the show. The bad news is we're going to be waking you up a lot more early in the morning. All right, so get prepared for that, man. I know you're on your way to church. Stay dry out there, and thank you, Caleb. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Caleb.
You guys have a good one.